Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are also representing a facet of AWARE, as were our previous guests. They're going to be talking about Girls on the Run. Hello and welcome.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Sure. Would you each please introduce yourselves and tell me what you do?
Sure. My name is Heidi Davis. I work for AWARE and coordinate Girls on the Run and Boys Run Itu Klatsin. I also coach the programs.
My name is Mariah Twitchell, and I'm an employee with Central Council Tlingit and Haida, but I'm also a Girls on the Run coach.
Okay, and would you tell me a bit about Girls on the Run, and how is it connected to AWARE?
Sure. So Girls on the Run is a program that for 3rd through 8th grade girls. Right now we've got programs for 3rd through 5th grade girls this semester, and it's all about empowering these kids to feel more confident, to get to know themselves, and to be aware of the choices they're making in life so that they are supporting themselves, supporting their friends well. This came out of North Carolina in 1996 with just one coach and 13 girls. And now it has served almost 2 million girls nationwide. And this program has been in Juneau, Alaska for 11 years.
Oh, wow. And how long have each of you been a part of it?
I started coaching about 5 years ago, and I can't make every season work with my schedule, but I'm still involved even if it's just volunteering for the 5K at the end of the season.
And I've just coached this past year with Mariah, actually. We were the Rivermen coaches last semester.
What's a typical Girls on the Run session like? What kind of activities do you start with, and then what's next, and how do you wrap up?
Sure. So every lesson is not only running, but also has a theme. So we might be doing a theme on something like self-talk. So we circle the girls up after school. They get snacks. They have a chance to sort of decompress and just say hello to their friends and their coaches. And then we get together on this theme, like, what is self-talk? And we talk about, like, these inner monologues that we all have. And are these messages that we're sending ourselves reinforcing the way that we want to be and reinforcing ourselves as, like, as bright stars? We talk about shining brightly a mm-hmm. lot at Girls on the Run. And the way that we are in the world, is that supporting others to shine brightly as well? And then we usually get into our workout. The girls are running laps, and they're collecting lap counters, stickers, or they're building tutus with strips of fabric. And then at the
why
end,
tutus?
Just something fun to kind of
or a cape. Some girls aren't a fan of the tutu, so they'll make allowances with whatever they prefer.
That's cool.
Yeah, just some way for us to count our laps and keep track of how much all the work we've done throughout the semester. by the end of practice, we're going to circle up and just sort of debrief a little bit, stretch a little bit. And
reflect. That's a big part of it, too. And while they're running, they're also reflecting on that initial discussion, whatever the skill-based thing that we're concentrating on for that week is. So as they're running, they might be thinking about family life and how self-talk would relate to that in different ways that they might be able to help peers and family and themselves engage in more positive self-talk.
Yeah. Always good to have something to, like, ruminate on while you're running.
Absolutely.
Keep the mind occupied.
And then we wrap up the season with a big 5K. So the kids are training for this 3-mile event. We don't call it a race. It's a celebration of all the work that they've put in and all the training that they've done, and just a tangible event to show everybody that they can reach big goals.
It's made to be pretty celebratory. There's, an atmosphere of revelry, and their families come and cheer them on. And not everyone is excited to do the amount of laps that there are, but everybody is proud at the end. And their families are really holding them up, which is invaluable for mm-hmm. those youth.
What is the favorite part? What are the girls' favorite things to do when you guys get together? What's their favorite part of it?
Gosh, that's a great question. I mean, I hesitate to speak for the girls, but I find that the camaraderie that they've built as teammates is something really positive, because their team is school-based, and so they're seeing these peers throughout the day, not just in the after-school program. Mm. And so they're able to kind of elaborate those lessons for their other friends, and they have a little cohort that they can be strong in. So at least for the team that we most recently coached, I think that was probably their favorite part, is that they really developed a solid friendship with each other.
And as adults in their lives, we are all always trying to cultivate this dynamic at Girls on the Run of inclusion. So we would like to think that any girl from any background can come to Girls on the Run and find friends there, and that all the girls will learn to value each other there. We had some particularly strong friendships among all of our girls at Riverbend last semester. We were so proud of them. And there were lots of moments when maybe a girl who was faster would grab a girl who was slower by the hand and say, like, come on, let's run this lap together.
Aww.
Really supportive. Mm,
very encouraging. We've even heard from their teachers that they've changed the culture and the climate in the classroom and in the halls. So just that aspect of spreading out the message to be kind and bully awareness, those kinds of things had really positive impacts at the school we coached at.
Well, it sounds like both of you find coaching to be very fulfilling as well, and you get to kind of see the rewards that it generates for the girls. So one of the things you want to talk about today is recruiting volunteer coaches. What would that entail?
Absolutely. So we have a season just about to start, and the coach training for new people who want to get involved will be this Saturday at AWARE. Anybody who wants to get involved with Girls on the Run this semester should contact me, Heidi Davis. My phone number is 586-4902, or you can email heidid@awareak.org, and we'll get you set up to join us for this all-day coach training on Saturday. I am particularly looking for a coach right now who can join us at Riverbend, and I am particularly looking for a coach who might be available at Site Gastineau.
Okay. What's the time commitment like after the training, the initial training?
Sure. So Girls on the Run starts right after school. So it's a 2:30 start time. Mm-hmm. Both of these two schools in particular are Monday, Wednesdays. Other schools are Tuesday, Thursdays. So if that works better for you, maybe I can shuffle some people around. I think that is one of the things that's tricky, right? And that not every adult has the flexibility of getting out of work in time to make a 2:30 practice. But we are we have 10 weeks, so 20 sessions, and practices from 2:30 to 4.
Okay.
Twice a week.
Mm-hmm. Twice a week. But if that is a problem or an impediment, I encourage you to talk with AWARE, because in the past I've been able to coach once a week in support of other teams or even just to sub as a coach. And I think just the training itself and making the initial contact can be really beneficial for you personally and the program.
Do you need to be a runner yourself or athletic at all? Do you do the laps with the girls?
We do the laps with the girls, but it's not difficult. We really work up to that 5K. And so at the beginning, some folks aren't able to run much more than a lap or even just walk a lap, and that's fine. When I initially started coaching, I did start because I love running, and I think it can do a lot for your mind and your body. And it's one of the very few free activities out there, physically fit activities. But I quickly learned that it isn't a running program as much as it is an educational and skill-building program. So it's more about mentoring youth and showing up for those who need it.
It really is. You know, there's always room to walk. Kids also really like to walk some days. Everybody
has
that day.
We've had some rolling forward or fly, you know, all kinds of things, dancing down the aisles,
whatever it takes.
So don't let the physical element hinder you. If you're interested in coaching, we definitely would love to have you. And our girls connect with all different people, so you don't have to be a runner.
It's a very diverse group of girls that are drawn to Girls on the Run because they're able to offer scholarships, and it's a right after school program that often will align with transportation needs and stuff for other kids in that sweet spot when parents aren't quite done with work yet. Mm-hmm. So we'll get a pretty diverse group of girls, and we would love to have a diverse representative group of coaches too.
Excellent. If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Heidi and Mariah about Girls on the Run. They need coaches. So tell us one more time how to get in touch with you.
Sure. So you can contact me directly at AWARE. 586-4902 is my phone number. Email is heidid@awareak.org. Or you can just register to coach online. So this is also the site where you will register your girl if you're out there listening and thinking, like, my child would really like to be involved. So the website, if you want to register directly, is GOTR, Girls on the Run, GOTR GreaterAlaska.org.
Perfect. Anything else either of you two would like to add or share for someone who's maybe thinking about it and on the fence?
I would say for me, it's been a very positive experience, both personally, within my family, the dynamic, the skills that we have learned. I I started coaching before my daughter was old enough to participate, but she did participate this last year. And I see it really just spreading out within your family and community. And that's been really positive for me. I love to see my teammates in town. They love to see me and the pride that their families have in them for being able to finish what is can be considered a pretty difficult amount of, distance. So that's just I feel really warm in my heart when I see those kids around town and when they see me.
Anything to add?
It's I think that Girls on the Run has some immediate benefits for volunteers. You know, I think that there's an easy it's just nice to be able to show up after school and greet kids like right when they need some support. They need a change in pace. And it's 20 classes, 20 lessons together. And, it's pretty finite. So it's a great chance to like have an impact and make a difference and have just the commitment of one semester.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your experience and also for providing us with all this information. So again, the coach training is this Saturday, February 29th, and the end of season 5K will be May 16th.
So if you can't make that coach's training, also reach out to Heidi. In the past, they've been able to coordinate some additional training opportunities. So
sounds like there's a lot of flexibility.
There is.
Thank you both so much today.
Thank you.